From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Russia defends its bombing targets in Syria. Russian jets have staged the second day of airstrikes in Syria, targeting not only Islamic State militant extremists, but independent observers say also fighters backed by the United States. Russia's defense minister said in a televised report that Russian aircraft had hit a dozen Islamic State targets, including a command center and two ammunition depots. However, the Kremlin acknowledged it also was taking aim at a list of groups beyond the extremist ISIS group. The words contradicted a statement Wednesday by Russian President Vladimir Putin's chief of staff that raids were solely meant to aid Syria's government in fighting the Islamic State. At the Pentagon Wednesday, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the American-led coalition would continue its own air campaign and, with other countries, exert even more pressure against the Islamic State militants. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
Rights groups say Russian strikes killed at least 30 civilians near the cities of Homs and Hama, which are controlled not by the Islamic State, but by the Syrian moderate opposition. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says the Russian position is contradictory.
This kind of action by the Russians is ill-advised and will backfire.
Russia maintains Wednesday's strikes hit Islamic State military equipment, command post, and vehicles. Discord between Russia and the U.S. started before the strikes began. According to a U.S. official, a Russian general walked into the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, said strikes in Syria would start, and then requested the U.S. remain clear of Syrian airspace.
This is not the kind of behavior that we should expect professionally from the Russian military.
This is